from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting.
The people we're negotiating with, smilingly, they really agree with us. I really believe they cannot believe they've gotten away with this for so long.
U.S. President Donald Trump talking about the United States' trade relationship with China. The president signed a memorandum on Thursday that would impose tariffs on up to $60 billion of imports from China, although his action was far removed from threats that could have ignited a global trade war.
In particular with China, we're going to be doing a Section 301 trade action. It could be about $60 billion, but that's really just a fraction of what we're talking about. I've been speaking with the highest Chinese representatives, including the president, and I've asked them to reduce the trade deficit immediately by $100 billion.
The Dow Jones reacting today to the tariffs, Wall Street having dropped well over 600 points. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is admitting his company clearly made a mistake in its part in an illegal data collection scandal, but he offered no apology in his rare television appearance. Corinne McSherry, the legal director of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, said independent audits were needed at Facebook.
We need those people to go in, look at Facebook's system, and make sure that they're actually really being held accountable and that they're really doing the job they need to do to protect user data.
Zuckerberg also said in the CNN interview he's sure someone is trying to meddle in the upcoming November midterm U.S. congressional elections. At least 14 people were killed and 10 others wounded in a car bomb blast near a hotel in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu. This is VOA News.